This session is called Lumber Slumber. It's a sleep hypnosis session designed to give you a wonderful night's sleep. This session is not perfect for everyone. If the feeling of being bound, still unable to move, fills you with anxiety or dread, skip this one. The session walks through a progressive relaxation, immobilizing you and giving you a wonderful night's sleep. There is no awakener at the end. Instead, you're simply wished good dreams as you drift off. Spoken by Elswyn. So obviously, you've decided it is time for bed, right? And you've decided that you would love nothing more than Mistress Elswyth to talk to you as you fall asleep. I'm flattered. So let's get you into that bed if you're not already. Spend a few moments, wiggle, stretch, and just feel relaxed. That's what all hypnotists say, isn't it? Well, this file, this session, is definitely one that even beginners can use. So whether you're very experienced or a newbie, have just met me, or have spent hours letting my voice fill your ears, my words touch your mind, you'll find that this session can be repeated again and again. A part of your nighttime ritual, and that your body and your spirit, your mind, it responds faster and deeper each time. But let's start simply. Choose a point in your room, maybe a spot or a mark on the wall, and focus your vision there. Someplace maybe a little higher than eye level, if possible, but not so high that you have any strain or difficulty seeing it. And all you need to do is keep looking at it. Don't look away. You can blink whenever you need to, but it's important to return your gaze to your chosen spot as you listen to my words and the sound of my voice. You can be hypnotized if you wish to, and if you're willing to do as I say, by keeping your eyes totally and completely focused on that point. Just by inviting me into your mind and your ears, you've shown that you are willing, perhaps quite eager, to be hypnotized. Of course, I can't make you go into hypnosis if you don't want to. So do your best to concentrate on that spot and pay close attention to my words. I can't make you if you don't want to, but we both know, simply by turning on this session and bringing me closer to you, that you do want it. You want me to take you where I want to, where I need to. Keep listening to my words. Keep concentrating completely. Focusing on your chosen spot. Feeling yourself melt and relax more and more as you keep looking only at that spot that you've chosen to look at. And soon, very soon, you will notice those eyelids of yours becoming heavy and relaxed as they begin to blink more and more. You may find that your chosen market begins to look fuzzy or blurred simply because of how heavy they've become. Or it may look as though it's wavering gently from side to side, or up and down, or back and forth. But if it does, my love, that's okay. It just means your eyes are getting tired. Really tired and ready to close. And even though you're being so good and obedient and focusing on that spot as you listen to me, you can still be aware that those eyes of yours are becoming heavier and heavier and just wanting to close. They may even begin to feel a little strained, as if it's too much effort to keep them open, and soon they will become so heavy that you can barely stop yourself from letting them close. But at first, it's all right. You can try to keep them open. Just try. And keep those heavy eyes open, blinking more and more. But you're aware that you do want to go into hypnosis, and you want all of those good feelings associated with it, with me and you. You want to come into my shared reality. And honestly, my love, that's all you need. You just need to want to be hypnotized, need to want to be open. Open to my words and my suggestions, my guidance, my care of you. Open and obedient, willing, wanting. You may hear sounds in the room. You may hear things other than me. But you're aware that while you can hear it, it seems to form part of the background. The hazy, shadowy background of anything that's not me. Your mistress adores you. Your mistress loves getting you ready for bed. And everything else just falls away. And right now you want to be obedient and good. You want to close those eyes and drift off to your own pleasant thoughts. Or the thoughts that I place there. And everything else just seems like so much effort. And I know, oh, I know from lots of experience and time of taking you down over and over, I know that very soon those eyes are going to close all by themselves. Well, is it really all by themselves, or are they just aware of what Mistress wants? Those eyes beginning to close now, following along, knowing what's expected, demanded. What do I demand of you? I demand that you feel good. I demand that you take care of yourself. Because I deserve the best. Which means, of course, that you have upon yourself the obligation of steadily improving, steadily getting better, healthy, witty, sexy. And so many of these things, they begin with a wonderful night's sleep. Let those eyes, those obedient eyes, close and remain closed. They don't want to work anymore. After all, there's nothing to see, is there? Your ears are the ones doing the work. And the eyes can close and relax. Let that feeling, that relaxed feeling of nothing to do, being guided completely by Mistress, let that feeling just wash over you from the top of your body and down through you, out your toes. And again, complete relaxation starting up at the tippy top of your head, down through your body, down through and out your toes. Completely relaxed and at peace. Ready for Mistress to tuck you in a special way tonight. We are going to use one of my favorite symbols of power, strength, and beauty to help you experience the most wonderful night's sleep possible. We're going to use one of my favorite trees. So as you're comfortable and reclining, because there will be no wake up with this one, I want you to simply continue to relax. Imagine for me the first hint of spring. You know me, you know that I love seeing the little hazy bits of green. So much so that I have endless pictures of buds on all kinds of trees, but there is one that's my favorite. Isn't it nice to have favorites? To be a favorite? the first hint of spring, very early March, after a long, very wet, grey winter. It's early morning. The sun is just breaking over the horizon, her first rays causing the frost to really glisten over the world. Everything smells clean. The air is crisp and fresh as you breathe in, almost sharp but feels so good. So breathe in this cold, fresh, clean air. Fill your lungs and feel yourself relaxing. As you breathe out and as you walk forwards down a woodland trail, notice how blue the sky is. Still quite dark in the west, but above you and towards the east, a beautiful deep blue. A clear, clean sky. The frost glistens on hedges and trees that are mostly bare, and the ground crunching as you walk. Breathe in again this cold, clean air and relax again with the out breath. See your breath in the air in front of you. A drifting cloud of warm breath. The path narrows as you walk deeper and deeper into the wood. Sunlight playing through the branches that sway in a morning breeze. And as you relax now with each step, you hear the voices of the birds rejoicing the new day and the morning sun. You cannot help smiling at the beauty, and this is just one reason why I adore you. Breathe in another big cleansing, relaxing breath. On this trail, my favorite trail, heading towards my favorite tree. I love giving this gift to you. I love knowing that you are experiencing it. Feel your body and mind relaxing with the beauty of this day. Deeper and deeper into your journey. And the path, it suddenly widens in front of you, a clearing, the grass still dull from winter, sparkles in the sun as with her first hint of warmth, the frost begins to melt where she caresses the world. The edge of the clearing holds a goat willow, and you notice the first catkins peeping out of the buds like silver beads, sparkling in the sun. And this spot, this clearing, has such wonderful memories for you as well, of warm, sunny, summery evenings. A blanket spread out, first used for an evening impromptu picnic, and then everything pushed aside to make space and room for two happy bodies to find happiness. Yes, this is a good spot, full of warm memories warm glow. The long summer days gave way to autumn, and autumn to winter. But now, the hawthorn, protected in the clearing, has the first bright green leaves and a tiny smattering of white pink blossoms, the first hints of spring. Take another cleansing, relaxing breath. You can feel your body and mind relaxing now. No cares, no worries. Just a beautiful spring morning. And you also know that this place where you are is the shared reality. That as your mistress, your goddess, your queen, took you down deeper into relaxation and trance, she also took you somewhere else. Somewhere wonderful, where she can feel you close. And you love to be close to me, don't you? I love keeping an eye on you. I love watching you explore the world that I've created, parts of it created just for you. Could there be anything more magical, loving, enchanting? My special one. Kept. And in front of you, in front of you now, where you're standing, is a wonderful tree. My favorite tree, borrowed from everyday reality, but put here in this place for you, because I love giving you good things. All good things come from Mistress. This tree, standing tall, his canopy bare of leaves, still magnificent, reaching high into the incredible blue sky, and spreading out in a wide circle that bows down almost to the ground. You know this tree because I know this tree. And I share my reality with you. This tree is an old and much loved friend. Take another relaxing breath and approach the base of his trunk. There's a hollow at the base that makes a perfect place to sit. Two giant roots spread out from the base to the sides of the hollow, and you sit comfortably back between them. This space is made almost as if it expected you, which of course it did. All of this created for you to explore, enjoy, to get lost in again and again. You lean back to watch the sun play through his canopy, and you relax, relaxing in the morning sun, comfortable and safe. You know this giant tree created by your mistress It will protect you. I protect you. So just relax. Close your eyes now and relax. Feel his strength behind you. It's spring. And his energy is beginning to rise. As you relax, feel that energy in your own body. Perhaps a warm tingling in your toes and feet that stretch out with the roots beside you. A warm, glowing, relaxing feeling. Swirly, dizzying in the most wonderful of ways. This feeling, it's spreading into your legs, rising up your body like the sap in the tree. My favorite tree. Your legs becoming heavy and warm, comfortable. No longer wanting to move, just heavy, comfortable. That heavy comfort pushing up past your knees to your hips, and you realize that not only do you not want to move, but your legs are so heavy now it would be hard to move them. Gradually, you see that they are turning into roots, and you accept this as good and right. You feel them reaching down, down into the earth, tapping into her energy, joining with the roots of your tree. It's not scary, it's actually very comfortable. Your mind now, open, sleepy, disjointed, warm, oranges and reds and pinks, into ivory and green and blue and purple swirls. Feel the energy rising from your toes, the tips of the roots deep in the earth rising up through your legs and into your body. And now, into the tips of your fingers. The tips of your fingers now reaching like roots into the earth. And the energy like sap rising into your hands and arms. Now heavy and warm and relaxed. No longer wanting to move. Not able to move. Part of Mistress's world. My reality. My space. My almost tree. And as the sap rises into your body and shoulders, feel them dropping, relaxing, heavy and warm. You're now as one with the tree, heavy and relaxed. No longer able to move. Just relaxing slowly into my strength, my creation, my protection. Feel the sap rising through your back and abdomen, up into your chest and up into your neck. Feel your neck relaxing as you find yourself joining with my tree. The bark seems to envelop you completely, reaching over your head, and around you, gently covering your eyes, lids no longer able to open. You realize you are now part of the tree. You can breathe easily, but can no longer move. Just warm and deeply, deeply relaxed all at one with the energy of the tree. Your eyes. Now the eyes of the tree, and you relax and see and feel as he does. You feel strength rising with the sap rising. You now see buds appearing in the branches. Time has no meaning, day to night, flickering past as the months flip past. Buds opening, the bright new leaves flickering in the sun. And as you drift deeper into the season, deeper and deeper, noticing that each day passes in seconds. Your breathing slows to match time and pace with your old friend. My old friend, the world growing greener as you watch, like time-lapse photography. The warmth of the sun increasing in moments. Spring rain simply a mild, fleeting caress on the skin as water flows down the bark, only to be gone the next second as the sun swings through the sky. Day to night, deeper and deeper. My old friend, the tree, he grows his crown bright green to peaks and then copper green. The world warms and the sap slows to a gentle pace as summer flows in. Warm, relaxed blossoms turn to fruit. Flowers bloom, then fade. In the distance, crops turn from green to gold. And as your breathing slows further, you watch the canopy turnings to rich reds, gold, and brown. The first leaves floating to the ground, spilling and spiraling down as your protector prepares for winter's deep sleep, energy dropping, slowing. Feel yourself also preparing for deep sleep, knowing that this place is exactly where I want you to be. See the leaves now, gold and brown, falling down, covering your now wooden living body in a soft, soft blanket. Feel yourself drifting down with the energy of the tree, returning to the earth for winter's sleep. Comfortable, warm, heavy, relaxed, and safe. Dropping deeper with every word, with every leaf falling as autumn gives way to winter. Days cold and long, you feel your protector settle into deep, deep sleep, knowing he will watch over you as you sleep, that I will watch over you as you sleep in my treasured, shared headspace, my world. My reality. More and more comfortable. Under the blanket of leaves. Deepening. Drifting and swaying with his strength as you find it easy now to drift into a natural knowing you will wake when you are ready, shedding the weight, able to move and feeling so, so loved. And with your protector's strength still with you, able to cope with anything to come. So, 5, drift deeper and deeper into good dreams, 4, deeper into comfortable, warm sleep, 3, knowing you are safe, just drift, 2, into deep, natural sleep, 1, remembering to dream of us together, just sleep.